The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Instagram has a secret efficiency guru, how she's helping the photo sharing app mature into a full-fledged business.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Marne Levine is the chief operating officer of Instagram. She's helped the app avoid some of the pitfalls of rapid growth. She's actually a former White House official, and when she arrived in Silicon Valley in early 2015 with the goal of helping Instagram to mature into a full-fledged business, she did so successfully with efficiency and management skills that are becoming more and more in demand in Silicon Valley. Let's get a little bit more from the Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman patching in from San Francisco. Hey, Deepa.
Thanks for having me again.
Of course. So, guru of efficiency, what does one have to do? Marne Levine has sort of just taken that title as her own. What kinds of skills does she have that lends herself to that title?
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, the Instagram co-founders were thinking about it, and they decided that they needed a COO to help them navigate the next stage of their growth. Mm-hmm. And so this is a person who would really understand what it takes to make organizations function. So like a lot of the rubber meets the road stuff that has nothing to do with developing products and, trying to, get more and more people to use it, growth. It has to do with how do you function as an actual business.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Kevin Systrom did, the CEO and co-founder of Instagram, he asked Sheryl Sandberg, hey, we're thinking about a COO. Do you have any suggestions? And among the names she gave him was Marne Levine. And the way she's just been described, I talked to, a number of former colleagues of hers and, a lot of current Instagram executives, is she just brought a level of professionalism and just, speed and process to Instagram. She really codified the way things are done. Like, okay, how do we make sure that there's a new Instagram employee training? And what does it look like? And she kind of was the person who thought about those things that are necessary to make an organization work but aren't necessarily super interesting or sexy. And, just brought it all together and created process.
What's also fascinating is her track record. She was a former White House official, which is sure to have shaped her skill set in managing chaos and volatility. Why do you think that meshes so well in an environment like Silicon Valley?
Well, I think what she did for Larry Summers during the financial crisis is help him stay on top of everything that was going on during a particularly chaotic time, which is the financial crisis. And so those kinds of that you can imagine how, if you can help people stay on track during chaos, those skills would transfer pretty well to a tech company, which is almost in a permanent state of chaos. And, she was able to kind of keep tabs on all the different things, all the different projects that that were important. It's interesting. She's, this kept coming up again and again when I was talking to people. She's was described as somebody who is very ruthlessly efficient, and somebody who's incredibly hardworking, but also just, a complete, just complete maniac about getting stuff done. And you kind of need that if you want to thrive. If you're working at the White House during the financial crisis, and you could see how those skills apply if you're at a fast-moving tech company, just somebody who wants to build process and follow through.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman about Instagram's efficiency guru. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thank you for joining us. So people say Marne Levine basically changed the way Instagram worked. What would you say her biggest contribution has been, if there is one?
Well, the way Kevin Systrom described it is her biggest contribution is that the company didn't break, you know, that it was able to grow. I mean, they'd added hundreds of employees in the last couple of years. The user base doubled. They were churning out products at a faster pace now than ever before. They launched the ad business, right? Like, a lot happened in that time, and they didn't collapse. They were able to handle all those different projects. And so that would be that. That's one accomplishment, at least, you know, according to Instagram CEO.
We'll leave it at that. Deepa, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Deepa Seetharaman. Check out more of her stories at WSJ.com. That will end this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from The Wall Street Journal newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.